Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, because of the fact that Cedric is the only investor, he controls all the votes in the Edwards, Skimp, and Peabody Lost Treasure Company, and so is able to maintain his position as its president. Lum and Abner are desperately trying to find a way to regain control of the company before Cedric runs it into bankruptcy. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Yeah, morning, Abner.
Yeah, morning, Lum. Doggies, you're in a rush coming through that door this morning.
I know it. Grannies, I believe I got some good news, Abner.
Good news?
For goodness sakes, what are you doing there?
Oh, I'm just packing up my satchel. You better do the same thing, too, Lum, because we're leaving for Tennessee early tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'm leaving for Tennessee?
Yes, sir, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, now, wait a minute. Who says we're going to do this?
President Weehunt.
Oh, him.
Yeah, he held a meeting with himself this morning, voted in favor of taking a trip to Tennessee tomorrow to start digging for the treasury.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see about that.
Well, it's all set. You don't have to see nothing about it, Lum. You might as well start packing right now.
I ain't going to do no such a thing. That trip's off right now, I can tell you that.
Oh, no, it ain't neither. It's on. I've tried my best to talk Cedric out of it, but you just can't do it. His head's set, and that is that.
Well, we don't want to make this trip now, Abner.
I know it.
If we went there and dug up the treasure, every bit of it would belong to him, because
sure.
He's the only investor so far.
I know it. That's why I was trying to talk him out of it, Lum. But it just looks like there ain't nothing to do but go along with him now and try to get him to dig in the wrong place so as he won't find the buried treasure.
Yeah, but I got a better idea than that.
Huh?
I got something that'll make President Weehunt change his mind about taking that trip tomorrow.
You have. You ain't raised $120 to invest in the company so we can vote Cedric out, have you?
No, I ain't had no luck with that yet. But I've raised enough money to carry out this plan of mine.
Oh.
Or that is, Grandpap's out raising the money for me right now.
Grandpappy Spears is?
Yeah, I tried to get some from him, and he said he never had none to loan out, but he said he might get it from Charlie Redfield.
Well, good for Grandpap. Well, what is this plan of yours, Lum?
Well, that's the good news I was going to tell you.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
See, Squire called me over to his office this morning and said he's quitting the company definite.
Quitting it?
Yeah. See, he just weren't going to stand for no idiot like Cedric coming over there bossing him around and telling him what to do.
Well, I don't blame him for feeling that way about it. Tell you, I've been getting sick and tired of it myself. Special since you got him to hire me for a stenographer. Doggies, he's dictated 9 letters to his Uncle Dave already. He says the same thing in every one of them. How are you? I'm fine. I take my pen in hand to draft you a letter. And then I always say, I take my pen in hand, Abner, to draft you a letter from Cedric, of course.
Yeah, well, anyway, Squire said he weren't going to pay no more of them bills Cedric's run up, neither. He's all done with the company. Quit, finished, concluded.
Well, wait a minute, Tolum. I don't see how that's such good news.
Well, I'm coming to that. See, when Squire said he was getting out, well, that gave me a big idea.
It did.
I said to him, well, you won't be needing that treasure map no more then, so how about selling it to us? And he'd take me up on it.
He did?
Yes, sir, he done it. And I got a good price on it, too,
$65. $65. Well, we ain't got that much money, though, Lum.
Well, I know we ain't, but I told you Grandpap says he can borrow it from Charlie Redfield.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Doggies, that still seems a little high price, though, for just a little old map of colored stuff on a piece of paper that way.
Yeah, but don't forget this. That map might turn out to be worth thousands and thousands and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, no telling how much that treasure will be worth when we dig it up,
on
wristwatches and stuff.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, sure.
And what's more important than that right now is that Cedric can't go there and dig unless he knows where to dig at.
I know, because that's right, ain't he? Why, sure, he's got to have the map for that.
Sure. We ain't going to show it to him neither. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, of course we won't. You know, I believe we got old Cedric right where we want him this time, you know what?
Yeah, we may not have no votes in the company yet, but leastways, we can control the expedition now.
I know that was a good plan you started up for. Yes, sirree, Bob, sir. That was a good one. You're a genius, Lum. That's what you are. A genius.
Oh, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. Hardly.
What you are, Lum? A genius. I've always said it. And, Doggett, I'm beginning to believe it myself now. I sure am.
Well, I do study things out pretty good. I'll say that much for myself.
That little head of yours is just a-working all the time.
Yeah, I know it.
Little brain just a-flapping. You can tell that.
I hate to cast compliments right in my own face.
Go ahead and cast them. You've got a face for it. If I ever seen a face to throw things at, that is it, Lord.
No, I'm too modest for that, Abner.
No, sir.
I'm so modest, I won't even admit to myself how much uncommon smart I am at different times.
Any nice things you can say about yourself, you've got them coming to you. You just say them.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
No, I'm right.
I believe you've convinced me. I'm a genius.
Why, sure you are. I've known it all along. And I know something else, too. Doggett, I'm going to unpack this hand satchel right here and now.
Yeah, unpack that
thing. I just had some lunch goods in here anyway, stuff to nibble on.
Yeah, you ain't make no trip tomorrow. Cedric ain't neither.
Doggett, I can't hardly wait to tell him. He's been so dead sure we's going tomorrow. Told me I'd better be ready at 5 o'clock sharp or I'd get left behind. All six.
Well, we'll put an end to some of that big talk of his now,
sir.
I reckon.
There's the best one news I've ever heard. I guess it'd be the best one news. Just one of them. He just told me one good thing. Best one new I've ever heard today. Just tickles me to death to think about it.
wait a minute. That was our ring, I think.
I don't know. I never paid no attention. I was busy unpacking
it. Sounded like it was.
Yeah,
might be President Weehunt giving us some more orders concerning the trip tomorrow.
I hope it is. I just hope and wish.
Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. And I'm Eddard talking.
Pack this stuff right now and get it all.
Oh, hello, Grandpap. Did you get the money?
Oh, because I put a hunk of cheese in there enough to last 2 weeks.
Charlie ain't got that much.
Oh, better start packing this satchel back, I believe.
Oh, Charlie talked to Gilroy Adams about it, huh?
I forgot crackers.
Well, did he get it from him? Final did, huh? Well, good.
Oh,
good for him.
I got to unpack her again.
How's that?
I need the crackers. We ain't going.
Got to put up collaterals, huh? Well, just a minute. Abner, have we got anything we can use for collaterals?
Collaterals? I don't believe we got them in stock here, have we, Lon?
No, I mean we got to put up something of value before we can get the loan of that $65.
Oh, I was going to say I know I never packed none to take with us. Why didn't you say so if that's what you want this
to be? I got my barber chair there, but that thing ain't worth more than $5 or $6 at the most.
We can put my satchel up here. I ain't going to need that now, I don't believe.
No, it's got to be something worth at least $65.
No.
You ain't got that much of lunch goods in there.
No, I don't believe it happened either. I got her full, but don't believe it run into that. You see, the map's worth that much, Lon.
Huh? Oh, that's ID right there.
Why, sure.
We can use that.
Yeah.
Just a minute. Hello, Grandpap. Tell him we'll put up the treasury map for collaterals.
What else I got in here?
Well, sure it's worth that, because that's what we're paying for it. Fact is, it's worth a whole lot more than that.
Yeah, wait a minute, Tolan.
No, Grandpap, don't bring the money here. Just take it direct to Squire's office, and you can pick up the map there at the same time.
What did I put them shoelaces in there for?
Yeah, he's got it over there.
Oh, I don't eat them.
All right, then, Grandpap, and much obliged to you for helping us out.
Must have been a mistake.
Well, we appreciate it, all right.
Must have been.
All right, fine. Goodbye. Well, that takes care of that, looks like.
Yeah, but, Lon, do you think we'll let somebody else have that map?
Well, they ain't got it, actual. They're just holding it for securities. And we don't need it ourselves right now.
Well, no,
we
but
won't
I
need it till we get ready to make the trip to Tennessee, and we ain't gonna make that trip till we get back into control of the company and get shut of Cedric.
Yeah, but I mean, is it safe letting somebody else see that map? They're liable to rush right over and start digging up that treasury themselves.
Oh, not Gilroy Adams. He wouldn't do that.
He might.
He's a nice feller. You can trust him anywhere.
All that says hello to you, you know.
And he's the only one that'll have the map long as we're getting the money from him.
Yeah, well, I reckon it's safe with him. We better tell him to keep it hid somewhere, so.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We better do that.
Yeah.
But I know it's safe with him. And the important thing is that we're keeping it away from Cedric.
Oh, yeah, we got to keep it away from him. Tell Gilroy to go bury that map somewhere, and then he can make a map showing where he buried the map at. That's a good idea. I don't want to make no trip tomorrow morning. I know that.
Well, we ain't going to. Don't worry about that. What we got to worry about now is raising more money into investing the company.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I studied on that last night, Abner, and I thought maybe we could just slap a little mortgage on your place over there.
On my place? Why not slap it on yours? This whole expedition was your idea, not mine, though.
Yeah, but your place is bigger than mine. Be easier to get a loan on it, I think.
Yeah, that place of mine's had too many mortgages slapped onto it already. One more good slap, it's liable to fall clean over.
Yeah, but you see, Abner, that's
only... Wait a minute. There comes Cedric up out there.
Cedric?
I can't hardly wait to tell him the trip's all.
Yeah, don't let on right away. Let's have some fun with him first.
Yeah, we'll roast him about it.
Josh.
Wait till I get
Wonderful world.
Howdy, President Weehawk. Proud to see you.
What's this I hear about you taking a big trip, Cedric?
Yeah, tell us about that, Cedric.
Well, I done told you about it. 5 o'clock tomorrow morning sharp. And I want you fellas to be there on time, too. Don't want no slaggards in this company.
Well, don't want no what?
Oh, well, whatever it was I said, I don't want them. I know that.
Yeah, well, Cedric, do you know whereabouts you're going to dig when you get to Tennessee?
Yes, Mom. Right where it says X on the treasury map. That's where.
Uh-huh. Just, what are you aiming to use for a treasury map?
Well, I'm going to use the treasury map for it, natural.
Oh, yeah, huh? Yeah. I can order to tell you.
Yeah, go ahead, tell me. Here, I'll show you where the X is at on the map as soon as I get it unfolded here.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Where'd you get that map, Cedric?
Yeah, you can't have that, Cedric. Me and Abner bought that from Squire
Spear. Why, sure, we borrowed the money for it from Grandpappy Spear, and he got the money from Charlie Redfield, and Charlie got it from Gilroy Adams.
Well, Gilroy got it from me.
From you?
Yes, Mom, $65 he borrowed, and then he gave me this map for securities or something. Now, right here's the X right there, see?
Uh-oh. Hand me my hand satchel, I'm doggy. I better start packing that thing.